Hi guys.
Welcome back to our podcast this week. Where are we?
We're in freaking Bali right now.
Crazy.
It's beautiful.
It is crazy.
I'm gonna show everyone. Look how beautiful the villa is.
Okay, so we literally booked the flights like the day before we flew, which is crazy of us. But we live like that.
Yes, we live crazy like that.
So yeah. But this is actually our first time in Bali together.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or and Indonesia.
I'm so happy that like we got to come here.
Yeah.
Because we usually go to like a city.
Yeah.
And it's like bustling and we busy. But like we got to like chillax.
We do love the island life.
I know.
I do feel like we belong here.
Yeah.
However, the city life is, you know.
Is it calling you?
we're meant to be there at the moment.
Yeah. But I don't like that.
Our friend is
No.
Yo, it's really beautiful. I wish you guys could see. But
okay, what are we talking about today?
Love and relationships as usual. But we usually talk, I feel so peaceful right now that I feel like I shouldn't talk about
I was talking about toxic traits with this guy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of toxic traits people have. And we're like, what's your toxic trait?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like usually people don't know what it is.
Like the real, I feel like I would jokishly say that I'm like super
restricting. But like, do you know what your toxic trait is?
No.
Right?
I don't actually know.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like you're like low-key learning if you know what it is.
Yeah.
Because like then you have time to fix it.
Also the attachment style.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about so let's talk about toxic traits.
Okay. What are some toxic traits that you know exists?
Well, we were talking about avoidant attachment issues.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really know what that was.
Okay.
But I feel like you once said that you have that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
Wait, avoidant attachment?
Yeah, isn't that what you said?
It's like when someone is like coming at you too much, right?
Avoidant attachment.
Or like when they're showing too much affection or love, you feel like you want to like get away from that. But I don't know if I am that. I think
like people don't like to be shown affection.
Or like if you're shown too much, yeah, you avoid it. But I feel like mine is the other one.
It's
attachment.
The other one.
There's the avoidant and then the like the opposite of avoiding.
Commitment?
It's a bad word. Commitment is not bad. It's like attachment issue. I forgot what it's called. Fuck. What was it? Oh, the anxious attachment issue.
What's that?
It's like when you have high anxiety of like him leaving you and then so you cling on to him more.
Yeah.
Or like you try to like fix yourself so that he can accept you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's anxious attachment. Avoidant is like, it has low anxiety, but it has high avoidance. Like, don't come near me too much.
Oh, kind of vibe. So you're like somewhere in the radar.
Yeah. I don't think I avoid a lot of
conflict?
Affection, though. No, affection.
Like, you would be like, no, I don't want it? Or like, you don't show it at all?
No, it's like when someone shows it to you too much, you don't like that person anymore.
Oh, like low-key an ick.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
And it makes you actually like gross.
Yeah.
Gross out.
I don't think I have that.
Yeah, I don't have that at all. What's the opposite of that? I want that.
I know. I think you have that.
Really?
Don't you?
Like, I get low-key like icked out
when someone like you, when you can tell that this person likes you too much, like when it's obvious that person likes you.
Yeah, it makes me feel uncomfortable a bit.
Right.
So I feel like, but in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I definitely...
after you get in the relationship.
Yeah. If I know that, like, we're mutually understanding of mm-hmm. this relationship that we have,
mm-hmm.
then I want him to show me 1,000% of love, and I'll show him, like, 10.
Oh, my God. That's so little.
10%. See, but I think that's a toxic trait, too.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that called?
What is what called?
When you only show 10%.
Isn't that like also avoidant?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like, I just think when I think that I'm giving too much
mm-hmm.
or like showing too much effort
mm-hmm.
because I'm like expecting so much from them.
Yeah.
And it's not more than what I'm giving.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not enough.
That's definitely avoidant attachment issue, I think.
Oh, I have avoidant attachment issue.
I think so. I don't know.
Wait, Okay, is that it, guys?
Maybe.
Do I have avoidant attachment issues? Maybe. Well, it's a problem that I need to fix.
Yes.
Because I did, earlier I was talking about how I can't really think about the other person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't really think through their eyes, right, or their shoes.
Yeah.
Which is why even if I'm at fault in a certain situation,
uh-huh,
I may not apologize.
Oh my god. So bad. But yeah, coming to Bali makes me feel like I should not have any type of attachment at all.
Right? It makes you really feel like let go and like vibe.
Yeah. literally just let it be.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, but it makes me think Tokyo is so toxic.
Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy how the environment that you're living in, like, changes who you are.
But I feel like also, like, let's say you're anxious about something.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you get in a fight with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
As much as you're anxious, there's a lot of things that you can be doing that gets your mind off of it.
Yeah.
But imagine coming to, like, Bali.
But I feel like there's nothing that would make you anxious in the first place.
No. Like, you got in the fight before you came to Bali. And then you had to fly here. Like, not with him.
Yeah.
And, like, let's say he's not texting you back.
Yeah.
He's, like, low-key angry.
Yeah.
Like, because there's nothing to do. Yeah. I feel like that's all I'm going to think about.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you don't think you would be able to, like, let go?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. But through my personal experience, I, like, think worst when I'm alone, when there's nothing to do. Like, when I'm working, when I'm meeting people, yeah, when I'm, like, busy running around, there's a lot of distractions.
Yeah,
but
true.
When I'm just, like, here... Like, so I really want to come to an island with a calm mind, with no problems, so that, you know. True. I mean, I do have problems, but they're so minor that, like, you know, I can think about it once I go back.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want
for sure
big problems.
Yeah, definitely. Not in a big-ass fight with your boyfriend.
No.
Wait, but, like, you know, technically we came on this trip with, like, or, like, we joined a group of people.
Yeah.
That includes boys and girls.
Yeah.
What if you had already decided to go,
mm-hmm,
and then you tell your boyfriend, yeah, mm-hmm, I'm going, and he's like, I don't want you to go, but then you had already booked it, basically,
right?
So you're like, well, I already booked it, so I kind of have to go,
right?
So he's like high-key mad that, uh-huh, you didn't even ask him for, right, permission, which I don't even understand why you need permission in the first place. Like, there should not be such thing as a permission that you need to ask. Like, mm, the fact that you just, you know, told him,
yeah,
I think is enough, but he's like high-key mad.
But like, I do understand why someone would be mad, not because you didn't ask for permission, but like more like you didn't like really talk about it with him before you made the decision, kind,
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
like I get that perspective too.
Yeah,
that's why before I even get in a relationship with this person, I will make sure I tell him that these things occur in my occupation,
right?
And if you can't accept it, I can't be in a, like, don't be in a relationship, yeah, with me. And if he's like, yeah, so that's okay.
Yeah.
And then if he still got mad, I would be like, that's not what we talked about.
True.
We agreed on,
but me still being like this. Either way, if he shows like a sign of like him being even a little bit like mad or like, you know, negative,
yeah,
it would still make you feel some sort of way. No.
Yeah.
Do you
feel I wouldn't be able to fully enjoy this trip.
That's so unfair.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Which is why, number one, I am not gonna date a guy that restricts me.
Right.
Because I'm not gonna restrict him.
Right.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a little jealous, but even that's still okay.
Even if it's okay. Like a day in advance.
It's a healthy jealous.
Yeah. Are you gonna show that you're jealous?
I mean, I guess I would say to him, like, these cute things.
Mm-hmm. Not like an angry jealous,
yeah, not like
but
a,
like
what
a...
The fuck?
Like, yeah, yeah, it's more like, I miss you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can't believe you're spending time there without me. What the fuck?
Yeah,
kind,
yeah,
of thing. But nothing more than that. Hopefully. I don't know. I've never really experienced that recently. So, I'm not really sure, but...
Attachment style. Toxic. But there's a lot of toxic... I think we all have... I think I have many toxic traits in my relationship.
For example...
For example, I think I used to lie a lot.
Really?
Because it was easier.
Wait, really?
Not lie, but just never tell him. Like, when
so
I go out and
not tell
stuff.
Him. Wait, is not telling the same as lying?
But, like, if he asked, what were you doing this time? And because I didn't tell him, I would be like, I was just home. Right. Although I wasn't doing anything bad.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Ooh. So if he's like, well, wait, what if he's like, well, you didn't ask me.
What do you mean? Oh, because he hid something?
Yeah. Would you say that's a lie?
Depends what he did. Like, did he go out to dinner with girls?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then I would be like, why didn't you tell me? Especially if he's the type of the guy who would just tell me always. But that was in the previous relationship. And I think that relationship in general had toxic times.
Yeah.
And, like, it came from that, I believe.
Like, he made you anxious.
Yeah. So, and hence, I didn't want to cause any more problems.
Yeah. Because there were already problems. And, like, problems. The more they do that, the more things that they hide.
Yeah. What was I talking about? I forget.
Lying and not telling
the same thing. Oh, yeah. Because the relationship itself was already, like, taking bad turns.
Yeah.
And we were already fighting so much. Mm-hmm. But I still wanted to go out with my friends.
Yeah.
So, like, I would just not tell him that we were going out with friends.
Yeah.
Which I want to fix. Or I feel like I no longer need to do that. I think I was at a really, really toxic state. I mean, I was a uni student.
Yeah. We didn't know a lot of things back then. I think in that sense, I think we... it's not like we've been through a lot of relationships after uni. But I do think we emotionally matured.
So much.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you think we learned that, though?
I don't know.
Because, like, it's not like we've been in, like... a million relationships after that.
Right. I don't know how we can do it, but it's definitely because we as a person, like, I think grew as an individual.
Yeah.
That we're more accepting of other individuals being them. Like, why it was so toxic in the relationship I had previously.
Yeah.
Is because I expected so much from him as a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I was working really hard to be a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, as much as I still will try, I don't think I'm a perfect girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna, like, I accept myself for being myself.
Yeah.
And I also accept him for being him, I guess.
Well, I guess it also comes from the fact that because we've evolved, we kind of need to look for someone that would accept us.
Right. For sure.
So, like, we kind of have to have open arms.
Yeah. Like, back then, it was like we weren't established as a person, so, like,
definitely.
I try to look for who I should be in my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But now that I completely know who I want to be and who I am.
Wow. You do?
Yeah, I really do. About myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know about me as a wife or me as a mother.
Yeah.
Yet, but me as an individual, at least. Yeah. I know what I want to be or what I want to do.
Yeah.
So in that sense, now I just have to look for someone who accepts this.
Right. Like, you're not, you don't think you're gonna go through any more changes,
right? Rather than me having to, like, try to seek for this perfect boyfriend when I don't even know who I am or who a perfect boyfriend would be for me.
Yeah. Damn.
But yeah, that's, do you have deep. Any other toxic traits other than not being able to apologize?
So many. I have so many toxic traits.
Uh-huh. What are
but
some?
I feel like this, like, expectation thing is like not good.
But you never expect or restrict, like, since uni days, right? Really? Because you said that you wanted to be free too, so you would never restrict your boyfriend.
Yeah, definitely not. Am I a green flag?
I don't know.
Wait.
I'm not confident. Wait, about
am I
that.
A green flag?
I don't know, guys. What do you think? Why don't you try dating her and tell me?
Yeah. So, like, I feel like, from one perspective, I was a red flag in my previous relationship because he was also a red flag.
Right. You guys were both.
But, like, he made me a red flag because he was a red flag. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get the logic of that, but I don't know if that was the case for you and your boyfriend. Like, yeah. Bethany, I don't think he's a red flag. I think more so you made him a red flag.
I made him a red flag. So I made him a red flag, and then hence I became a red flag.
Or you were, sort of. Because you didn't know, like, what a healthy relationship was.
Yeah.
And then, like, usually I think people can't accept that. Mm-hmm. So, like, they try to fight it or they try to, like, address it.
Yeah.
But he was accepting because he loved you so much.
Yeah.
And then so you guys both grew into this, like, really toxic relationship where you guys really, like, sometimes get super frustrated but can't let go of each other. Kind of relationship.
Yeah, like, literally can't live without you kind of relationship.
Yeah. So I guess as long as you don't do that anymore, or you date a guy who don't just accept your toxic traits, like, who just, like, notices that this is something that you have and then just tell you, not, like, angrily, more
No, I understand, but then he needs to make me wanna change that.
Wow.
No, you know what I mean?
That's already so toxic.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm willing to change, but like not for free, as in like not just for anyone.
Okay, well, like,
I need to be like obsessed with him.
What if he's trying to like compromise? Like, he's not telling you to like not go out to clubs, he's not telling you to not drink, he's not telling you guys to not go on these trips with guys.
Yeah,
but he's like, well, can you communicate more of your affections to me then, at least? Or can you, I don't know, snap me more often or text back quicker?
Yeah,
like that's like compromising, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, can you at least do that for me?
Maybe. I don't. Okay, I have one toxic trait.
Yes.
I don't like promises.
Yeah, that's so toxic. Like, but it's not a hard promise, you know what I mean?
See, like, I think like anything relationship related, it just seems so heavy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even just getting in the relationship, mm-hmm. making a promise, like being committed, like all of these things that comes with being in a relationship, it's just too, as again, I should see it lately, and it's like day by day, but like promise seems so heavy. Like, as soon as he says that word,
but he didn't even, he just said, can you at least try that for me?
See, but like that, like expectation or like something that he's like asking me to change,
but like then why are you in that relationship, like if you're not trying to be better for each other?
But I thought you liked me for me.
Yeah, I do like you for who you are, but like there are like some things, like you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, I'm willing to change the things that you don't like about me.
I know.
So can you do the same for me?
I can try.
See, I don't like that answer. It's not a willingly try, it's more like a ugh, if I have to I'll try. Can you try saying it with like a more enthusiasm?
Okay, I can try.
Try what?
To get better at communicating my affection towards you.
And are you gonna actually,
I think, like it also kind of like low-key makes me cringe that I'm changing something for someone,
right?
You know, that's what I mean?
That's what all relationship is about though, I think.
But you know what I mean?
Because like your goal in this relationship is to marry this guy, right?
Yeah.
Or like, let's say it is.
Yeah.
Then you guys have to like grow into one person together, like a team.
Yeah.
So like,
right, we're on the same team.
Yeah. You as an individual is like fucking great.
Yeah.
But if you don't learn to work as a team, you're never gonna be able to marry this guy ever.
Yeah.
And like if you know that you're never gonna marry this guy, I guess you don't have to try. But like if you're in, as long as you're in a relationship, you're working towards something at least.
Yeah.
So
true.
So please show more affection to him.
I will. I don't know why it's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I do show a lot of affection from time to time.
From time to time, yeah.
But, like, I think another toxic trait is this competitive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very, very bad. Oh, yeah. I think I need to stop. Because that is what's stopping me from thinking that we're on the same team.
Right. You think he's a competition.
Yeah.
Like, even, so, like, let's say he compliments you 10 times. You can't do it 11 times, right? You can only do it, like, 9 times.
Yeah.
Like maximum 9.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Because like for me, I don't show affection, right? But I don't really expect him to either. Mm. Or like I'm not going to be like, tell me that. Yeah. So the thing about her is that as much as she loves being affectionated by like that, she can't do it herself.
Yeah, which is a lot to ask for, right?
It's more like equality, you know? I look for equality in a relationship always.
I don't.
She doesn't.
90-10.
Well, I hope you find someone like that.
I hope so too. And, you know, I hope I can find a man.
Yeah.
That will make me want to change that.
Yeah.
Is that a good answer?
Maybe. But the thing about you is that you could get in this like really toxic relationship all of a sudden where you do like 20. I mean, he does 20 and you do 80 for him.
Yeah.
When you're saying all of this.
Yeah, which is scary. Yo,
right?
Yeah.
Because that like low-key happened.
Low-key, no, that was like high-key. I was like getting him like gifts and shit, dude. That was toxic.
Yeah.
That was so toxic. That was definitely like at least it made me feel like a 80-20.
And you're not the type of person who allows that.
Yeah.
But you kind of like forced it. Yeah. Because you liked him so much.
Which is why it was making me so stressful. Because I know some people like to do that. Right. And like you were saying, the things that you're doing is not a lot.
Right.
The things that you're doing are normal.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the least.
Right.
But then to me, the things that I did, such as like gifting mm-hmm. or like making time for him
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, was like a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would expect that much or twice as much. But I didn't feel that.
Right.
So then it was just making me super like mad and anxious.
Yeah, I get that. But so after we go back from Bali,
mm-hmm.
I hope you get in a healthier relationship.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Me too.
This should be like a cleansing moment.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Yeah. Why are you smiling?
Ready. I think I'm ready to be in a relationship.
And with who?
Whoever comes first.
Whoa. Whoa, that's a bold statement.
No, whoever is around, whoever likes me.
Wow.
And we have a mutual love.
Yeah, mutual love is very important. Okay, well, should we end it on a good note?
Yes.
Yes. See you guys back in Tokyo, by the way.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm so happy that we're filming here. It's so nice. I don't want to leave, but see you guys in Tokyo.
Love you guys. Thank you for watching.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye.